a true preacher of the Word of God only wants to do just that, preach God's Word, nothing more, nothing less. As the aged apostle told the young preacher named Timothy, preach the Word, be instant, that is, consistent, in season, out of season. He goes on to say the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. And he goes on to say they'll turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables, or that is, make-believe. So he says, preach the Word, in season, out of season. And that is what the preacher must do. That's what God uses. God's Word is His power, the power of God unto salvation. It is not our soul-winning tactics, so to speak, not man's gimmicks or programs or powers of persuasion or this and that and the other, but, well, God's Word itself says we are born again, not by corruptible seed, but by incorruptible, the Word of God. 1 Peter 1:23. He says again in James 1:18, of His own will begat He us. That is, God's will. He begat or gave birth to us, His people, with the Word of truth. The Word of truth, the Word of God, one and the same. The Word of truth, that is, the truth of who God is, of what man is, of who Christ is. He is the truth of how we are saved. Now, the unregenerate religious person cannot understand how God saves people simply by the declaration of the truth. They feel like you need to beg, to plead, to try to persuade people, to get people to believe, to do things, to bring them in, and so forth. No, it is the straightforward declaration of the truth which God commands us to do and which God uses. The truth which glorifies God, which glorifies Christ, which abases proud man. It's the truth which the Holy Spirit, who is the teacher or spirit of truth, spirit of Christ, takes and operates on a dead sinner, God's elect, that is, and quickens them, gives them life by the Word of truth. He said in one place concerning God's people, believers, He said, God, who caused the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Just as God one day, thousands of years ago, spoke and things were created, the same it is with salvation. God speaks the Word and gives life. The Word of God opens eyes, blind eyes, opens deaf ears, gives a new heart, takes away the stony heart. Ezekiel 36 goes on and on to tell this. Gives repentance, gives faith, gives a tongue to confess Him. That's just the declaration of the truth. That's what God uses, the declaration of the truth. That, if you read the account at Pentecost, that what happened really happened there, that's what the apostles did, that's what God used, and that's how the Holy Spirit moves, by the declaration of the truth of who God is, what man is, and who Christ is, and where He is now. 1 Peter chapter 1, if you want to follow along, or if not, listen very carefully. This is a wonderful example of God's Word of truth. 1 Peter chapter 1, I hope you believe this. If you do, then you're a believer. If you don't, you're not a believer, and this was not written to you. In 1 Peter 1, verse 1, Peter says, an apostle of Jesus Christ to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. Strangers, that is, they were strangers to Peter. He was under inspiration of God's Spirit, writing a general letter to believers everywhere, some he did not know. They were strangers to Peter, but not to God. All of God's elect, Romans 8:29-30 says, are foreknown of God. For whom he did foreknow, he did predestinate. Whom he did predestinate, he called. Whom he called, he justified. And whom he justified, he glorified. That's what Peter goes on to say in verse 2. He says, the strangers who are elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father. The foreknowledge of God the Father. They are elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father. I don't know what you who listen to this right now think about that. When I just read God's Word, no, this is God's Word. This is not John Calvin's Word, nor my Word, nor any man's Word, but it's God's Word. And it says here, elect. How does that word strike you? Do you hate the sound of it? Well, it's God's Word. I tell you who does not hate the sound of it, but rather loves to hear of God's sovereign electing mercy and grace? The elect do. Who believes God's sovereign election? Why, the elect do. They are elect according to the foreknowledge of God. Now, some imbeciles, some idiots, will say something like this concerning the foreknowledge of God. They say, God looked down through time with a telescope of time and saw who would believe and then elected them. Is that not absurd or what? What is the point in him electing them then? If they're going to believe, what does his election have anything to do with? Why, that's absurd. It would God be God getting credit for something he didn't do. To foreknow means to foreordain. Listen carefully. Acts 13:48 says this. Acts 13:48. When the Gentiles heard this, that is, who Christ was, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord, and as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. It does not say as many as believed were ordained. It says as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. Now listen, if you want to just rationalize something, although we don't need to. But let me say this. For something to be certainly known before it happens, it must certainly come to pass, mustn't it? For something to be certainly known, without doubt, without the possibility of it not coming to play, it must certainly come to pass. Is that correct? For something to certainly come to pass, it must be foreordained. Election, God's election is language of Scripture. It's the language of the Lord Jesus Christ. He calls his people God's elect. And he goes on to say, elect according to the foreknowledge or foreordination of God the Father through sanctification of the Spirit. That is, the elect of God are sanctified. The word sanctified means set apart. Sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, it said, unto obedience. Listen to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13, if you want to look at it. I wish you would. 2 Thessalonians 2:13. He's writing to God's people, the church at Thessalonica, believers. Not writing to everyone indiscriminately. But he says, 2 Thessalonians 2:13, we are bound to give thanks to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, that is, those who are loved of God, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation. Did you read that with me? Did you hear it? We're bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation. See, God's people thank God for choosing them, for saving them. And false preachers and religionists thank people for doing something for God. But he goes on to say, God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. That is, through sanctification, the setting apart of the Holy Spirit and belief of the truth. The Holy Spirit, how he separates God's people is by the truth. That's what Christ said to the Father in John 17, Father, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. This is what sets apart God's people from the rest of the world. True believers from unbelievers. They believe the truth. In this same chapter it says that the devil with all deceivableness of unrighteousness and them that perish because they receive not the love of the truth, and God sends them strong delusions. They believe a lie. Religious lie. They believe not the truth, he said. Who does? Who will believe the truth? Those who are set apart by the Spirit of God. And verse 14 says, he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. And he goes on here in 1 Peter 1 to say, the Holy Spirit sanctifies unto obedience. That is obedience to the faith. What is it to obey God? It's to believe God. To believe God's Son. It's to repent and believe God's Son. Unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Sprinkling of the blood? Why, the Hebrews says that the blood is sprinkled on the conscience of God's people. Their conscience is sprinkled with the blood of Christ, and they're washed from dead works. That is, thinking that their works have anything to do with their salvation. They know this in their conscience, that one thing, puts away their sin, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. So he goes on to say in 1 Peter 1, 2, grace unto you and peace. Grace, sovereign, electing, saving grace, that is a gift, not offered, but bestowed by God upon the objects of his love and saving grace and peace. Peace by the blood of Jesus Christ's cross be multiplied, infinite, eternal grace and peace. And he goes on to say, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Bless God, who according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us. Mercy means not getting what we deserve. The wages of sin is death. That's what we deserve. Man doesn't deserve to be saved. Listen to me, people. Men don't deserve a chance to be saved. Men deserve hell. God doesn't elect people to hell. They're headed there anyway. He elects them to save them from it. Chose a people to save them from what they deserve. Bless God according to his abundant mercy. Salvation by sovereign mercy. Mercy means not getting what we deserve. Sparing those who deserve his wrath. According to his abundant mercy, hath begotten us, that is, given us birth. We don't get ourselves born. God gives birth. Unto a lively, that is, real and living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Read on. To an inheritance incorruptible. An inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. Reserved. An inheritance reserved for these elect of God. An inheritance reserved, not offered, reserved. Who, verse 5, are kept by the power of God. Kept by the power of God. By God's actual keeping power, by God's word, by God's gospel, by the Spirit of God, which is his power. Through faith, that is, believing the unseen. Oh, it's a evidence of things not seen. Ready to be revealed, he said. In the last time, that is, ready to be declared, presented to God by Christ, who will say, behold, I and the children, which thou hast given me. Do you believe this? Then you're one of God's elect. Oh, bless God, he's chosen you, blessed you, sanctified you, and is preserving and keeping you to the praise of the glory of his grace. Amen.